TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and it is March 15, 2013. Duet Eyes March. Those who are up in world history, y'all know about that. But you definitely locked into an episode of Pregame Radio. We're going to dedicate tonight's episode to Kamani Gray, a young kid who was killed earlier last weekend in East Flatbush, Brooklyn. It's been crazy civil unrest since, you know, and it's just true, you know, it was down, you know, with all of the Stop and Frisk NYPD do and everything else. It was bound to boil over. Like, it's really unfortunate that when people riot and they loot, they do it in their own neighborhoods, so they end up destroying their own shit. But, you know, that's something, you know, the kid, he really deserves justice on, because he was shot 7 times. They say he pointed a gun. And there was a, you know, there was a gun found at the scene, but 7 shots between 2 officers, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me calling it excessive, but we got a good show for y'all tonight. Of course, we got some new music from Dillinger, Buck Rogers, Also, of course, the throwbacks, you know. And we'll be talking more about that. And also, you guys have been paying attention a little way right now. It's in a critical condition, you know, from having multiple seizures and things of that and other complications, you know, due to the life that he lived. You know, but we'll get into all of that later. Shout out to everyone who's been hitting me up on Twitter, asking me, got tonight's show going, and all that. Shout out to everyone up in Albany who's tuned in. Shout out to, excuse me, shout out to ATL George. Shout out to everyone tuned in, the Boogie Down Bronx, Baltimore. I see you guys. I definitely appreciate the love. Florida, Jacksonville, Tallahassee. I see you guys once again. Thank you for the love. And shout out to at Sir Curiosity on Twitter, Dirty South Gent, NYCA1, and Fun with Fox with three X's. Always short of your K love, but gonna get right into the throwbacks. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black at pregame radio. It's time to go.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I got the phone.
For real, because you ain't got no feelings. Check it out, man. Off the realness, we be the infamous, you heard of us, official Queensbridge murderers, tomorrow comes equipped for warfare, beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those, who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone, you all alone in these streets, cousin, every man for himself in his land, we be gunning, and keep them shook crews running, like they supposed to, they come around, but they never come close to, I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place, cowards like you, just get their whole body laced up, with bullet holes and such, speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched, you can put your whole army against my semen, I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing, your simple words just don't move me, you're minor, we major, you're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player, don't make me have to call your name out, we cool as featherweight, my gunshots will make you levitate, I'm only 19, but my mind is older, when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the book, son. We just shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got to trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's play, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'm a live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max ahead. You don't know, when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free. Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, living the life that is on the gun. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure of which man has ever embarked.
Evil factors, demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast you with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Fossil spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious feature. Narrator you select. Accompanied by Deck plus the DJ you respect. It's 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wildlife, rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe to return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah, rest in the sky, the clouds, my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? Supplier with the fire, the burning truth, 150 absolute proof on the mic like Moses spoke in golden scribe, survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers died. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn, we come rumbling through the function, precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Radio back in the building, 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black Ebb. Brand new development in the whole Lil Wayne in the hospital fiasco scenario. This is coming straight from T.I.'s mouth that he spoke to Lil Wayne and everything's all right, that TMC is fucking shit up. So, of course, as long as Freaking Radio is on the air tonight and we get more developments, we'll definitely update you. But regardless, it definitely set a wake-up call across the whole entire spectrum, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Wayne, he rapped religiously about his drug use, especially like in the lady, you know, in the later years. You know, he admitted, you know, drinking lean, scissor, whatever you want to call it, popping mollies and all this other shit, you know what I'm saying? It was only really a matter of time, you know what I'm saying, before it, you know, it causes more, catches up to him, however you want to slice it. Ed, what's your whole take on the whole Lil Wayne thing?
Well, you know, I'm kind of aggravated now because I thought we were going to have, you know, honestly, that the nigga was on his way out. That's the impression that TMZ gave. I looked at what they put up, their updates, and stuff about him, and they made it seem like the nigga was on his deathbed, that he was seizing uncontrollably, and that he had to be put into a medically induced coma because of it. So now you're telling me that somebody said they spoke to Wayne. Who said they spoke to Wayne?
T.I.
He said he spoke to Wayne, and, you know, I just, you know, TMZ is usually pretty reputable. So I'm kind of like, you know, okay, if Wayne was okay, then why didn't Baby and them release a statement? I mean, that is his crew, right? So why didn't they release a statement saying that, you know, everything has been, why nobody has been, you know, on TMZ to say, nah, y'all got it twisted, you know, Wayne is okay. I mean, you know, if everything is all good, then why nobody ain't saying nothing other than T.I.? And I'm not saying that T.I. a liar or anything, but I'm just saying. There's T.I. and then there's TMZ, and, you know, I'm more apt to go along with what TMZ is saying.
And also with TMZ, they actually took down that report. So if you go to TMZ right now, you see that report isn't even on there anymore. No explanation's been given. So it may be that in all the years TMZ has been in existence and been known for having solid intel, that they may, so first time they caught a bad tip.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping, but in a way, I was thinking that if he did die, that the point of him dying was to show these kids that Molly shit, that shit ain't fucking cool, yo. That syrup shit, that drinking cough syrup and whatever other kind of fucking syrup, that shit is ridiculous, yo. Why, you know, you're those type of things, bad enough we have a lot of artificial shit in our bodies just because of regular food. Regular food's not food no more. Then you're going to go and put some crazy shit in shit. Look, either do ecstasy or do cocaine. Do one or the other. Don't fucking mix them shit together. And what you said is a touch of meth in that shit, too?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's crazy. That meth shit scares the fuck out of me, yo. Word up that shit. People don't wind up doing good off of that shit, yo. That shit is crazy. So, you know, my thinking is, yeah, he gonna go ahead and fucking die. But it'll save, to me, him dying would have saved countless other people. You know, I bet when other niggas saw that TMZ shit that Molly Day was about to pop, they put that shit down. You know? So, hold up. You gotta pardon me for a second.
All right, and also going into other news, it seems that hackers have definitely had their way with a few celebrities and pretty much exposed their financial business out in the street. Those affected were Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. They had their social security numbers put on blast, and the hackers ran a credit check on the socials, and come to find out, Kris Jenner is over $1 million in debt, which kind of explains why she's pimping out the family.
I don't believe that.
And the thing says Beyonce, she's all paid up on her stuff.
I don't believe.
You know, they're saying Jay-Z, he got over $800K in debt. He owes back rent in his apartment. I'm in Tribeca. You know, and like I said,
even sound right. Come on, really? Really? That shit don't even sound correct, yo.
So, like I said, the hackers have been on there, and everyone is in all the news sites, the gossip sites, all sites. And if you're in pregame radio, we are strictly warning everyone, do not go to the sites or the links that the hackers put up, because those have been flagged by the FBI. People going there, you're going to have FBI all up in your shit, so don't go there. If the news report has the actual print on their site, just look at it there. Don't click the link in the profile. You know, like I said, they all strongly suggest you don't do it, and I'm going to say the same thing. do not do the same thing.
Home again.
Do not go to that site.
What's the site again?
I don't know, and I'm not going to blast it or nothing. But if you go to news sites, Huffington Post, TMZ, they have all that information there. But like I said, do not go to those sites.
Okay.
Do not go to those sites. And also, parents who feel they want to get their kids' cell phones at 13, 14, 12, 11, 10, shit like that. Bridgeton, New Jersey, I believe it was. Ridgewood, New Jersey. There's a whole bunch of high school girls in trouble because due to an app called SnapCam, which is supposed to delete pictures once they are sent and received by the recipient and they open the message. As soon as they open the message and back out, it's supposed to delete the message. Apparently, these couple girls were sending naked flicks to this boy, and one way to beat that, delete the picture system, we all know screenshot. He took snapshots of, screenshots and post them all over the internet. So now the initial girl and a couple other girls are in big trouble talking about child porn charges and things of that nature. So if you got your kids got a phone and, nowadays you can't tell no parents nothing. You want to get their kid a phone at the age of 10 or iPad or whatever, they're going to go ahead and do it. But,
how old are the kids?
These are 14, 15 high school kids.
Junior high?
No, high school.
Okay, not for nothing, and I'm not saying that I condone what they did. What I am saying is that we're in a new day and age of technology where certain things that, may seem fucked up or whatever is actually the norm. Okay? I guarantee you if you go through 50 people's phones, through their pictures, 47 of those people got somebody ass, titties, whatever. Somebody got some naked shit up on their shit. Be it themselves, be it of themselves, or of other people. So, for them to really charge these children, these kids, with child pornography, is fucking ridiculous. There's got to be a cutoff. There's got to be, a certain cutoff. If they're that's to say that they're at the age of consent, because they don't know what they're consenting to or what they're doing, but it's just what goes on. It's just what's done. So they have to really amend the law to include, if someone willingly sent someone else a picture of themselves. If they're going to start locking motherfuckers up or getting niggas in trouble for sending pictures, naked pictures of themselves, a lot of people is going to jail. A lot of people is going to jail. Excuse me for a moment, son.
347-857-4302. Pre-game radio. We got some more stuff to spin as well as brand new music from Pro Dillinger, Buck Rogers, and Let Go out of Auburn, New York. I'm sorry, that's the name of his track. His name is Chose, coming out of Auburn, New York. But definitely hit us up. Hit us on Twitter, pregame_radio. Keep up with the action. Our chat rooms are for all those tuned in online. And like I said, call in number 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio. We'll be right back.
Who y'all talking to, man? Check it out, check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches in other niggas' cribs. Niggas shit is sweet, niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it, check it. I kick flows for ya, kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Nigga think Frankie pussy whip, nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the match pack, we don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though, hit harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'm a peer with her. Find a deal with her. She fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get late. Television, Versace heaven. When I'm up in them, the shit she kick. All the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick with dick, get lust. The shit was plus. She stressing me to fuck, like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he playing against the Utah Jazz. My 112, CD blast, I was passed. She came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey, I'm home, yup. So chrome for situations like this. I'm up in his bra, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, leg, she begging me to stop. But the cat getting closer, getting hot like a toaster. A cop toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a scarf, pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love close to shit. Flashed the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's the stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor. Put stacks in the Prada knapsack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the five. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed, I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib. This bitch fuck with one of them old Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in the spot, so.
I feel it to the max speed. Oh, you don't get it? I'm feeling real wavy.
night is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. Catch me wasted at CGO, happy hour. Or in the studio, trying to put my team in power. You too busy running around, trying to look pretty. I'm trying to run the city like my name was P. Diddy. No marathon, full speed, but no reggaeton. Call me homicidal, hold away a murder song. CGO, that's the team that I'm on. Don't believe me, got it tatted on my right arm. I'm just living, I'm partying with pretty women. White bucket, white forces, all white linen. I'm in VIP with a bunch of mommies. All the more rounds, all drinks on me. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it.
Got a damn south bounce with a New York City flow. Lennox has swag, you already snow. Better tell my doubters, man, they better get low. Get swag on that Montana, everything's a go. I get the city hype, but don't start a fight. You sure you looking right, I'm trying to hit that tonight. I'm with my dudes and we all got cash. She with some bad joints and they all got ass. Young fly flashy, like I'm thick and classy. Menage a trois, girl, don't put it past me. The ladies talking and they all say I'm winning. I say I'm just living this life that I was given.
Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once. So I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it.
You only got one life, so you gotta enjoy it to the fullest. Live each night like it's the last one. Boy, TCO.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Sag Black. You now listening to the pregame radio show with my brother, Brooklyn Black. Hello, Alex.
Remember back in the day?
R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the day, we can grow from pain.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
Remember back in the days when niggas had waves, gazelle shades, the cornbread, pitching pennies, honeys had the hot top jelly, shooting skelly, motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews, with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues, turn your pages to 1993, niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me, talk slick, you get your neck slick quick, cause real street niggas ain't having that shit, toting tech for rent. Smoking blunts in the project hallway, shooting dice all day, waiting for niggas to step up for some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit, so step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker. This ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I remember when I loved honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been acting funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the day.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah, yeah,
Like back in the day, we can grow up.
Check it, the names change, the roles remain. These youngins think Ross is big, the new pock is Wayne. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Taylor gang while squeezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thugs is a dying breed, it's all about getting high off weed. And my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0 or 2 for me. I think I get it. No, I ain't on no pulpit, we seen with beef. wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at them. I see the changes, black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though.
I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punchies didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a bunny. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a series. When men's pants was above their ass. Now they show their asses as if they give it freely. When men took care of their kids and cribs, and now instead they're doing bids. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask, but y'all don't hear me though.
Radio 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. John Sagittarius Black and everyone over at Brooklyn Collective, DJ Reality, J-Sign, the whole crew. In crazy what the hell news, there was an identified 12-year-old girl who went to Taylor, Michigan High School, and she started handing out money to her classmates. And reports, you know, they were saying that she was spotted giving out stacks of $100 bills to her friends, some giving as much as $500, $200, things of that nature. When the principal got wind of the situation, he immediately, you know, took the girl's backpack and recovered the money that she gave out, and come to find out she had 20 G's in her backpack. She had 20 G's in her backpack, and they said she received the money from another girl who lives across the street from her parents. You know, and the neighbors was, and the neighbors did claim the money, but there's this big investigation of how the one girl got the 20 G's and gave it to the other girl, so they haven't even returned the money back to his rightful owners yet. Good news, there was no threat to the student body, like nobody was trying to rush the kid or rob the kid, talk about, hey, give me the money, you give it up, you know, none of that. But I'm just wondering, how the hell does your kid have access to that bread and able to just give it to a friend? Like, here, here's $20,000, do what you want with it.
That's crazy.
Just 20 G's and the little girl, and she just thought, hey, give it away to my friends.
How generous is that? Bless her soul.
You know, and my thing is, as long as the kid didn't steal the money, like she didn't, like, go in parents' closet and put in her bag and then gave to her friend to give away. As long as that, then it should be returned their money with no problem.
Yeah.
But we'll see more. And some more ratchet bullshit news. In Chicago, a man was killed because his hat was tilted to the wrong side.
Are you serious?
According to the authorities in Chicago, Jose Garcia and Jose Bolar say that they thought the tilt of Gabriel Gonzalez, which was the victim, had indicated that he was a member of a rival gang. Gonzalez was leaving a liquor store at around 12:40 when the two suspects began harassing him. Initially, they began throwing up gang signs, and Gonzalez, he tried to get the hell out of Dodge, and they shot him 10 times, died at the scene. And there was no evidence that Gazzas was even affiliated with a gang. And there was witnesses, so they both, of course, pointed the two assailants out. And there's also a third man out on the loose. So right now they're both being held on $3 million bond. Just silly, pointless violence that's going on in this country.
Now, because his hat was just... Now, I'm curious to know just how the hell did he have his hat?
There were no pictures with the story of the victim or how he had his hat, but it's something like I would say, I wouldn't put it past Chicago because, you know, Chicago, they're notorious for having an abundance of gangs just like New York City, just like any other major city. There, you know, a whole bunch of gangs. So Chicago is notorious for their gangs and how ruthless and violent those gang members are. You know, so stuff like that, I can't say it doesn't surprise me, but it still has me shaking my head all the same, like it was pointless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. But look, you know, it's Friday. We're having a good, you know, it's been a good week. You know, Carmelo's injured, you know, and the Knicks are having a pretty bad road trip, but that's not the here nor there.
What's wrong with Carmelo? What happened to him?
He injured his knee at the Denver game last night.
This is not really going to...
You know, Kobe's injured. You know, but the Lakers won without Kobe tonight, so they may be a glimmer of hope for their postseason.
Maybe.
But we definitely have some new music from Pro Dillinger I'm about to get into. This is off his Raging Bull mixtape on Dat Piff. It's free, so go to Dat Piff, search Raging Bull, it'll come up, download it, you can stream it, whichever. You won't be disappointed. This joint's called Adios. 347-857-4302. Let me know what you think of it. We'll be right back.
Fresh out of the shower, get a call from a smut. 25 minute drive and then I'm all in a gut. Most niggas complain, but see, I don't give a fuck. When I nut, she ask how much to fill my tank back up. I tell her $15 and a soda out the kitchen. Say bye to all the kids, then I'm on another mission. Round the corner, I go to a broad named Heather. Tattooed on her arm, says top bitch forever. Told me he's locked up, but he always send her letters. Plus pictures when I'm posing, but my dick is better. Felicia, she from down the street. She smoke a pound a week, cook a nigga eggs when I eat. She goes down on sweet. I know Patricia, she hooked me up with Jalissa. She fucked me in the shower, her back shots official. Misha know Aisha, when I fucked, they started beefing. Had a threesome, they got cool with each other and started speaking. Now they hit me up on the telly about every week and wanna know if we can get up. It maybe get to creeping, but nah, I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a trick, adios. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a trick, adios. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adios.
Adios, I know you want a nigga to stay, baby, I got to go. Adios, adios, we gon' link up again, shorty, just hit my phone. Adios, adios.
Baby girl, the money calling me, eating good and getting fat. All these bitches calling me, swirling on my blunts up. I don't even touch weed, I'm smoking till I'm tired though, like I ain't had enough weed. Got them little shorts on, and she cooking dinner too. Fucking with the Dillinger, shorty is a winner too. I ain't interested in cuffing, fucking my winner too. So tell your girls we fucking, I bring my niggas too. We on the move though, you know how the groove go. Money in the rubber band, I put it where my shoes go. 3D with two hoes, hopping out for two dough. They know why I ain't laying up, cause I don't need to do those. I'm dodging them love affairs, gotta stick and move, ho. Lick a nigga balls and kiss your man, use a true ho. Sliding out my denim shit, then put on my Timberlands. I hit you with the deuces, you can lose, shorty, get a man. I ain't tripping off no ass. I'm sorry, ho, I kick you out of the room. I leave you in the lobby, ho. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adio. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adio. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adio.
Baby, I got to go. Adios,
adios.
We gon' link up again, shawty. Just hit my phone. Adios,
adios,
adios.
So I want you to need to fix that. Yeah, take it back.
I said, forget about it. I ain't doing it. Come on, we have fights all the time. When you worry, now you're gonna hit me in the face. Hit me in the face.
God.
No, are you afraid? Afraid of what?
Come on, I'll be a little faggot. Come on, hit me.
Take it, my shot, Jack. Come on, Jack. Huh? You're gonna be a real jerk. You want me to punch you in the face?
Hey, Joey, did I not tell you just to do it? Now I'm telling you, gotta do it.
They ain't hitting you.
Hey, I'm your little brother, Joey. I'm telling you something.
I know what you said. I ain't doing it. I don't care if you get mad. I ain't doing it. Fucking nut. Not doing it. I don't have any gloves anyway. We're gonna hit you with a table.
Who's that over there?
What?
Who's that? Wrap it around your hand. How many times I gotta tell you?
Not too many more.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
You want me to hit you?
I want you to hit me with everything you got. I want you to fucking lay me out. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. All right.
Harder.
Yeah? You throw a punch, I can take it up the ass. Come on. Harder. Harder. Harder.
That's hard. What the fuck? What do you want?
Take it off.
Ah, oh, come on. You want to stop now? That's enough. Yeah. That's...
Come on. Come on.
Fuck around. Come on. Good.
Girl, I'm going to smack you again. Throw it again.
That's enough. That's enough.
Hard.
Nah, your fucking cuts are opening and everything. What are you trying to prove? What does it prove?
Free Game Radio 347-857-4302. That was Pro Dillinger with Adios. Ed, what you think about Adios?
He dead wrong, but I like it. It's real catchy.
Yeah, that beat was dope. I was definitely feeling that one.
Yeah, that was shout out to Pro Dillinger.
And also out in Malawi, for those that know that's over in North Africa, there are 12 high-profile political figures that are charged with treason. They're charged with treason. They're trying to prevent Joyce Banner, the current president, from succeeding the previous president of Malawi. And he asked the military to take over after his brother's death, according to an official report published last week. Murtharika is accused of seeking to block Joyce Banda from taking over, which is required by Malawi's constitution. Most of the defendants in the case have not entered pleas, and since becoming president, Joyce Banda, she has reversed policies, I guess, which is not rubbing right way with the former administration. Now, there was also one more presidential advisor named Alan Natata, who was charged in absence, but he is believed to have fled to the UK, so they're out in the UK looking for him and things like that. Not that I'm surprised that it happened, I just find it real weird that, like, the political corruption and things that we're used to hearing about here and countries like Cuba, you know, dictatorships in Venezuela for it to happen, out over in Africa. Like I said, it's not that I'm oblivious to the fact that it happened, but it's just more of a, like, wow, that happened over there? Now, what are your thoughts of corruption going on in Malawi?
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
The majority of people aren't of a certain level to adequately run government. And when you don't have people, when you don't have the right people watching the people that's supposed to be doing the right thing, then shit goes wrong. And all it takes is one person to snitch, and it's all fucked up. And I'm sure it's been going on for years. We're just now hearing about it.
Sure. And in other music news, this was sent to me via Twitter. Apparently, Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka are at outs. Waka Flocka has been officially dropped from Gucci Mane's Brick Squad label. You know, and of course, since coming out, Waka Flocka has done all his tracks, all his mixtapes and everything under the Brick Squad banner. So, for as long as he's been with them, I believe it's been about maybe 4 or 5 years, if that long. You know, it's just abruptly over. You know, and more developments in the Lil Wayne thing, because now even Yahoo is reporting that Lil Wayne is actually, in fact, in critical condition. His last rites have been prepared, and his family is there with him at his hospital side. So right now there's about 15 different stories going on about this, and we all know the truth, I guess we'll just have to wait until an official doctor comes out with a press conference and says, you know, we lost him or something like that, because we have other hip-hop artists saying, oh, I just spoke to him. We have credible news sources saying he's in critical condition. We have fans, oh, he ain't dead. And, you know, we have everyone else cracking jokes, making light of it. But like I said, at the end of the day, I hope it just sheds light to the younger kids. And even to the older misguided dummies who do what he does because he raps about it and everything like that, like, this shit can and will happen. You know, you can and will be in the hospital. You know, this shit is real. You know, it can definitely happen. I hope it wakes the people up. But moving on, we still got some new music. This is an artist called Chose out of Albany, New York. Shout out to Albany. And this joint is called Lego. Off his upcoming project, 347-857-4302. Let us know what you think. Right after that, we're going to get into something new from the homie Buck Rogers. So we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
RMG, TMP, Rise of the Underdog, baby. Chose, nighttime music. Ha! You already know. Yeah, man, it's Universal Chose. All I see is green, so you know it's time to go. Smart as hell, but I never made the honor roll. It ain't hard to tell, all my niggas sharing common goals. Stuck up in the trap, what's the chances that we getting out? But every day another dream is what I'm living out. At times I ain't had a cream, but I did without. But lost a lot of soldiers on the way, pour the lick out. Learn from FedEx how to ship and how to handle it. Get your head cracked, but I ain't really with the gambling. This beyond a hobby, so respect, I'm demanding it. Nigga tried to rob me, now he can't get your hands again. Seeing is believing, so I'm showing it. So I'ma break the damn door if they don't open it. See, I'm the man and the fans start to notice it. I'm about to kill the whole damn game, no condolences. Ha! Yeah, we about to get it cracking.
Yes.
I guess they never thought that it'd happen.
True.
Like we disappeared like magic.
Voila.
Well, I'm ready to roll, so you know it's time to go. Man, we about to get it cracking. I guess they never thought that it'd happen.
Chose.
Like we disappeared like magic.
Voila.
Well, I'm ready to roll, so you know it's time to go.
I need papes, never cared about the hate. I just want to be remembered, put my name right with the great. Forever a winner, right until my dying day. So if you think you a contender, you done made a big mistake. Don't start the fretting now, got shooters that'll gun you down. Used to work hard up on that strip, now I run the town. Y'all done it now, my team believe in me. Cause I had a need for speed, but I played underground. By the way, my name Chose, if you ain't heard of me. I do it for the people, these haters won't get a word from me. Try and get the paper, I'm chasing like an emergency.
If they don't let me in,
I'm invading it like a burglary.
Ha!
And I want it all, I'm really getting tired of waiting. These cats playing foul, so I'm throwing flavors. Niggas mad cause the album gon' be dropping, and you know that your girl gon' be copping. Let's go, ha! Yeah, we about to get it cracking.
Yes.
I guess they never thought that it'd happen.
True.
Like we disappeared like magic.
Voila.
Well, I'm ready to roll, so you know it's time to go. Man, we about to get it cracking. I guess they never thought that it'd happen.
True.
Like we disappeared like magic.
Voila.
Well, I'm ready to roll, so you know it's time to go.
Too smooth for this, act around too legit. Try and get the cheese, so these dreams I'm pursuing it. But I be wildin' out, other times I'm losing it. If they don't let me in, I'm throwing bowls like I'm losing it.
I can show you discipline. Hit his cash, try and claim spots that they ain't fitting in. So if you ain't even hot, don't even mention it. Cause too many whack ass rappers, I'm getting sick of it. I'm too cool for you, I can make a fool of you. Call the troops, run circles around you like a hula hoop. You don't get a hit, understand, get a clue. Your girl keep calling me, she's tired of the usual. What I'ma do for you, take it as a fact. Go home and kiss you after her face is in my lap. It's my time, might as well just embrace it. From now on, just call me Mr. Replacement. Let's go. Ha, yeah, we about to get it cracking.
Yes.
I guess they never thought that it'd happen. Like we disappeared like magic.
Voila.
Well, I'm ready to roll, so you know it's time to go. Man, we about to get it cracking. I guess they never thought that it'd happen. Like we disappeared like magic.
Voila.
Well, I'm ready to roll, so you know it's time to go.
Drop that, got one, two, three of them, yeah, that's another one. That's a-
another one. Yeah, that's another one.
I'm a leader of the true school. Run with a few cats. Humble my hunt. The son is such a cool cat. Tired of these new jazz claiming that they true rap. Move back. It's cool cats. I bring it back. Boom bap. True facts. I abuse tracks. Dawn Street. Link me with Keto Beats. And now we running through France. International hip hop connoisseur. I rock for my city. Though I drive Baltimore. Sun Tzu taught son of all the war. Why should I honor y'all when all y'all talk about is all the Mars? I hear another bum talk about another gun. Or spit it how they gripping digits like a number run. I kick a number one hit every time I rhyme. So watch me shine, I'll never be another son. You can't compete when we leak sun on Keno Beats. Where LB and Dawn Street.
Look, money, not the one to run upon. LB, Dawn Street, yeah, what up, son? Look, Keno, drop that, got one. Two, three of them, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, 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 yeah, that's another one.
My name's good in these B-more streets, so be more honest. When you ask for that B-more heat, it's B-more international. So be more cautious, taking a big office out to be more office. So come direct, we ain't good with subliminals. You ain't gotta ask twice, be more original. Ask K-Mac, ask Sir Platoon, ask the boy Bless, ask what happened in June. My 16s is like choppers, and I ain't talking AKs, you better ask hombre, I'm talking about an axe. Swinging jaws like a tree chopper, got you all nervous, but I'm just talking verses. Me versus you, you better be more serious. You better than me, you couldn't be more delirious. Lord, Dawn, Son, or be more classic. There goes another one, here goes another one.
Game Radio 347-857-4302. That was that Dawn Street, Lord Baltimore, Baltimore Sun with another one. Off that B-More to France mixtape. Definitely go get that. Keno on the beat. Eb in the building.
Yeah.
I just so let me know, what did you think about that Joe's track, which was the first one I played? The second one was Buck Rogers with Bad, Beverly, Alicia, Danielle.
The first one I definitely was feeling. The Bad, I just, you know, I don't know. Maybe I got to hear it again. I wasn't really taken with that one, but the first one's hot.
All right. Oh, we got to call it definitely. Baltimore Sun in the building. B-Mo, what's good, man? Baltimore Sun, what's good?
Yo, 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 what's good, what's good, what's good, Patty?
Hey, chilling, man, chilling. What's going down, boss?
Ain't nothing, just making it home from work. What's good, Brooklyn Black? What's up, Ed? I've been,
how
you know, I've been listening and everything from the top, you know, just chilling.
Okay. All right, so you see the craziness that's going on in the world so far this week. Now, as an artist, your whole take on the Wayne situation.
I look at it like this, like, to be honest, I really don't care about him. I mean, I know that's a brother. I mean, I know that's a brother and everything, but, like, I don't listen to his music. Like, what happens in his life has no bearing on what happens to me, you know, or how I feel about him one way or the other. You know, I just, these people playing around, man, and, you know, you gotta take stuff serious. Same thing that happened to Rick Ross, like, the people looking at these people like they gods, and I, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, they like human beings. Like, I've not, like, you know what I'm saying? I hate to sound harsh, but I've been seeing people, you know, posting like, oh, if Lil Wayne dies, then we can get hip hop back and this and that. And I'm like, yo, y'all got it all twisted. Like, Lil Wayne has nothing to do with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, with like the state that it's in, because he's just a vessel. If he go, they're going to find another one. It's the people that's in charge of the game that's the ones that's got something to do with it, not the Nicki Minaj's and the Lil Wayne's. They just they just the pawns in the game. You know what I mean? But eventually, man, you know, the lifestyle that he lived, those are the type of circumstances that you know, that you face. So that's just like me. I saw somebody wrote, only in America will somebody wish a speedy recovery for what they say, a speedy recovery for you know, a known drug addict. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right. People were saying all kind of crazy stuff, and you don't wish death on nobody, but I really could care less, to be honest.
You know, that's why I love you. Thank you. You basically summed it up more or less. I said earlier, not that I was wishing he was dead, but that if
right.
he did die, that it would serve as a perfect example of, you know, what you should not be fucking doing. The fuck the music situation part of it, because, like you said, I don't listen to his shit either. But just from the fact that you, you know, and not to say that he's a role model, because he's not, and he's not supposed to be. But that drug, that Molly shit, the promoting that shit and promoting drinking that syrup and all that other shit, that's just straight fucking reckless. You're reckless, and you're causing a whole generation to be fucked up. By the time these kids get into their mid-20s, early 30s, their minds is going to be gone. It's not from the fucking drugs, from fucking, you know, just listening to that bullshit and thinking that, yo, that's life.
Like Brooklyn Black said, it ain't just the kids. It's these, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. It's some grown-ass adults, too. You're right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's still, regardless how whack I think he is and all of this and, you know, what type of leopard pants that he wear and all of that, he's still somebody's father, you know, son, this and that. So, you know, you don't wish death on him, but don't really have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be, like, just last week I was tuning into the radio. I never met Biggie, but I was like, we was driving down south to drop my sons off. And I was like, damn, ain't nobody playing no Biggie music on the radio. You know what I'm saying? On my
yeah.
I was like, damn,
yeah.
I'm going to find a station. But if something happens to some of these people, I'm not going to be trying to go get their CD or, you know, listening to the radio
mm-hmm.
to see what they're talking about. It's just another day for me.
Right.
You know, I mean, I hate to sound harsh. I know some people are probably like, that nigga cold-blooded. He ain't got
no.
It really don't
that's
matter to me. You know what I'm saying? If somebody on my block down the street died, I don't know them. I can't really feel, you know, remorse for them. I mean, you know, I could feel bad for the family, but I can't be, you know, bent out
yeah.
of shape about it. I don't know that.
You're not going to go to sleep thinking about that shit.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I mean, I know Brooklyn Black Fire, this nigga asshole.
I'm pretty much the same way, because as soon as, you know, news broke, and not that I was making light of it,
I saw what you were saying.
You know,
I was over here dying laughing.
And it's crazy because as soon as Black said, he was like, yo, you know, Lil Wayne in a coma. And it's fucked up, I hate to say it. But as soon as he said that shit, it just was like fucking funny to me. I'm like, yo, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, this nigga in a fucking coma. Now, for a person that wasn't that, you know, prior wasn't an epileptic, all of a sudden he having seizures. That tells you right there, that's some fucking drugs. His brain is fried. If they bring him out the coma, if he do recover, I really seriously don't think he gonna be the same. I don't.
That's crazy.
I think it's the end of the Carter era.
My immediate reaction when I first saw somebody post it on Facebook, I just shook my head and just kept on doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's crazy. All
it seemed like, but it was just a matter of time. You know,
right.
It was a matter of time. And honestly, I'm like, you know, if he did die, I would say this. He you know, from the time he came out up until now, he did a lot of shit. He got 50-11 kids all over the world. You know what I'm saying? He made his money. He got his awards. You know, he did his shit. And so, If he went, you know what I'm saying? He made his mark. He is good. He can go. His job is done here, basically. You know, but I still say, if he come out that coma, I really believe he is not going to be the same.
I don't know, man. That's crazy. You know, like you said, hopefully, you know, people see this and they learn, you know, they learn from it. But they won't. They won't. You know what I'm saying? If he passed away, the next person come, they're going to be doing the same dumb, you know, whatever dumb stuff they say is cool to do, they're going to be following now.
And you know what? Somebody, and you know what just struck me? You're absolutely right, because somebody will come along and they'll do a rap about this shit. That, yeah, I'm doing Marley's too, but I ain't going to die like Wayne. You dig? That's just how they do. You're absolutely right. They'll come right behind that shit and still be, you know, still be promoting it. I just hope that tonight, like I told Black earlier, if anybody was about to pop a Molly and they heard that news, that they definitely put that shit down.
And I believe if that happened, then, you know, the message got across. It got through to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, before they picked up the Typhoon cup and they heard that, they put that shit out like, nah, I'm good. I'll just have regular liquor. Or they might pop that Molly, put like, nah, I'll just have a blunt, be cool. You know what I'm saying? If it at least diverts their attention from not even, you know what I'm saying, going that route, then the job is done.
Right.
You know. And, hey, maybe it's a big publicity thing or she got some project coming out. You know what I'm saying? It could be a
if
whole.
If you want publicity from me, tell him put on some regular size jeans. If you want to give me the figure, maybe the attention. That's publicity stuff for me. You put on some jeans that actually fit.
You know, like, yes. I, you know, back, like you do back, like you used to do back in the day. You know, granted they were like bigger shit, but at least they weren't jeggings or leotards or none of that crazy shit. You know,
that shit is crazy. That, yeah, you're right. That would be news. A nigga with a regular, looking like a regular nigga.
These dudes have to be wearing thongs with the clothes they wear because there's no way in the world they're going to be wearing, like, boxer shorts and everything. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're wearing the boxer briefs. They're wearing the boxer briefs.
Man.
I like those, though. I like those, though. I'd rock some of those myself, you know, just to, like, wear around the house and shit. I like them shit.
Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. Got Baltimore Sun in the building. Ab, of course, is with me. I'm Brooklyn Black. Hit me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, pregame underscore radio. Hit us with your stuff. Shout out to JSI09, who's definitely showing love. Shout out, shout out to IMLB The Voice. He has a new project coming out, and he's just showing love. Shout out to everyone over at Network ENT and GX Media. And also, I got to give a big shout out to this new shoe. She's found a new radio home at In The Mix Radio. Over there with Lil Nat doing the damn thing. She's there Thursday nights 9 to 11, so definitely check her out. And I got some more, a little bit more show for y'all, but I just want to take it back again real quick because I just was in that mood. I know everyone listening won't mind, so we'll be right back. 347-857-4302.
Sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's raise the head and check the file. Let's see who bit the dialect style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass, two MCs get weak. For every road they trace, there's a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, it freaks the sweat, the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And I would stay on song and then refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I break the keys. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. They wanna know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't observe them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencil, pens, and swords. Letters put together from a key to chord. The most so a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect instructor. Structural style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see. And peep the technique.
in the street, talking cheap, then I get deep in the beat, then complete, bold with the seats, never weak, and obsolete, they never grow old, techniques, which on man cheeks, better than some brand new, cause it's original, in a while, style I have much more volume, classical, too intelligent to be radical, masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical, here's some suits and souvenirs, for all the years, the force, the source, the thoughts, and ideas, it's cool when you're freak to the beat, but don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Back in the flesh.
I'm headed nowhere fast, running in place, getting in my waist. Niggas wanted a taste, but
said. But to make it fair, get some more niggas. Style CJ, be coming with like four niggas. Y'all niggas, best to stop playing. It'll be the ones you've forgotten about. It'll get you shot in your mouth. Got my dogs covered. Plus it's all gravy like chicken when it's smothered. It's dark and I love it. Get them boy, let them loose. Come on. You want it with the dog or the gun?
Gate Radio 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Air, Baltimore Sun in the building. Thanks everyone for rocking. And officially Lil Wayne has sent a message through his Twitter account, and I quote, "I'm good, everybody. Thanks for the prayers and love." And also his spokeswoman said in the email that Lil Wayne is recovering, but she did not specify what he's recovering from. You know, but so he is in hospital, but he's doing all right. And he's doing okay, like I said. I just hope.
I don't believe it.
Could call upon him.
I don't believe that shit.
You know, that doesn't really believe nothing. But we are actually. We are actually not getting out of here early tonight. I got a couple prior engagements slated for tomorrow. And I'll give you all the updates on that during tomorrow's show. I know Ab, she got some prior engagements and stuff. And, you know, pregame radios, you know, we're moving. So we're always
you know
on
what?
The road. The city, always got stuff to do.
You know what, son?
What's up, son?
I gotta correct you, son. It's not that I don't believe. You're right. I don't believe anything. Either I know something to be fact or I don't know it. There's no room for belief. Belief is saying that you have faith in something, but you're not sure. So you believe. Nah, you're either sure or you're not. And I'm not sure that little nigga is recovering. I don't think so. I think they're spending it as much as they can. I mean, why would TMZ, like I said, a reputable source of entertainment news, why would they put up this motherfucker with, like, you know, calling family members in? Why is his mother in a plane on her way to Los Angeles? You know, that's not for some just regular old dehydration or if he was, you know, normally suffering from seizures, you know, that's not normal behavior. Calling family members to the bedside, that's not normal behavior. And if he has somehow made some sort of miraculous recovery from being critical to being stabilized all of a sudden, I tell you, that's what money will do for you. They probably search the world for the best neurosurgeons because you know with seizures, it's all in your brain. So if they found who they was going to get, and they was like, you going to come save this nigga. All right, so those would be the only two things that possibly went down. This nigga still fucked up in the hospital, or like I said, they got the best neurosurgeon that money could buy to come in and do something for that nigga.
Well, like I said, as much as stuff keeps developing, pregame radio will give you pretty much the most up to date information as we get it. So shout out to everyone who's behind the scenes sending me the stories. Maybe still even Jay Tech guys on it. So shout out to them for sending in the stories. Let me know stuff as it progresses, because you know during pregame radio I can't be everywhere at once. I'm just between the studio, Facebook, and that's probably about it. But tune in tomorrow night. We'll definitely have another dope show, more new music, more throwbacks, and maybe some more crazes to come about that we can get in on. But before we get out of here, Baltimore Sun, you want to give any shout-outs so anybody know what you're doing, what's coming up?
I might be up in New York in May. My man Bobby Stone is having a Bobby Stone and Friends party. This is like his second one. He invited me up in November, but I wasn't able to make it. So I might be up there in May. As a matter of fact, I might be coming up there next Saturday. I'm not sure. I might be driving down south to get my sons, or I might be coming up to next Saturday probably for like a little day trip or something. I might bring my camera, try to shoot a little footage up, you know, up in the NYC and everything like that. But, I'm just chilling, man. We pushing that Be More to France project. That's on that PIF. That's on SoundCloud. You can go to thesunzone.com. That's SON. It's all on there. Follow me on Twitter. All of that is on my website. And yeah, just moving.
I'm trying to send you a picture of an idea for one of your shirts. I think I gotta actually get off the phone because you know I'm still 3G and shit. I ain't ashamed to say it.
Well,
so I may have to just get off the phone before the pics go through.
Brooklyn, you ain't got a connector?
Look, Abby, she's not really with the new technology smartphone wave. You know what I'm saying? She still has faith in her BlackBerry.
Oh, okay.
You know
yeah, it's amazing.
So you just be on the lookout for that, all right?
No doubt.
You know. So that's how that's going. Ab, any shout-outs before we get out of here?
I want to shout out my mama for being my mother. I want to shout out my sister Giselle, whose birthday is coming up on St. Patrick's Day. I also want to give a shout out to the family of Lonnie Jr. Page, a very close friend of mine, who passed away in 92. So it's been like 20-something years, you know, that shit was crazy. I definitely want to give a shout out to them. I want to give a shout out to myself. My birthday coming up in 10 days. Niggas about to be on and popping. And I also want to give a shout out to, and you'll probably never hear me say this again, so I'm glad this will be in the archives. So if anybody wants to hear it again, that's where you're going to have to go to hear it, because I'm damn sure not going to say it again. But I want to give a shout out to Evan Trice, my father, whose birthday is 7 days after mine. It's my sister's, mine, and then his. I want to give a shout out to him for bringing the family together on Easter of this year, so that we may all celebrate, the three of us may celebrate our birthday together. It's the first time it's ever been done, that I've actually ever celebrated my birthday anywhere near my pop. So shout out to him for that. And shout out to you, Black. Shout out to Pregame. Shout out to Baltimore Sun, always coming through. Appreciate you for that. And shout out to Jack, yo. You MIA, Jack. But that's all right. I'm going to catch you in the street. Watch. I'm going to catch you.
I also want to give heartfelt condolences to the family of Kamani Griffin out in Brooklyn. You know, there's still protests going on. There's still civil unrest. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully this whole thing could get resolved, because, let's be real, y'all niggas ain't doing nothing out there but fucking up your own shit. Show it to writing. Like, you know, go somewhere else and even the fuck they should. Protest over there. You know, but I want to give a shout out to...
Well, I'm telling you, are they setting fires and shit? And, you know, is that... What are they doing?
They rioting, looting, fucking stores up.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest. I'm about to get on my militant shit real quick. I got to be honest with you. You know, it's time. This is why we become, as a people, we become too complacent. That's why shit keeps happening. You know, there's no way to resolve this. A boy is dead. A mother has to bury her child. You know, no parent should ever have to bury their child, especially a teenager. Granted, he may have did some things or was out there doing shit or whatever, but that was up to the court of law to take care of that when they had the chance. They should have disciplined him then, sent him in jail then, or whatever. Maybe he'd be alive now. I don't know. But this civil unrest, you know, granted, that's where they got to live, but if this is what's bringing attention to the shit, then I say rock the fuck on. Rock on.
And I also want to give...
motherfucker down. I'm trying to say what?
I also want to give a special happy birthday shout-out to my friend Sergeant Deanna Portella. Happy 30th and having kid. We miss you down here. And, you know, just keep looking out for us. But with all that being said, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. You know, or else it'll be all over the Internet. But don't drink and drive a Rabble. Don't drink and drive a Rabble. And also, don't... And before y'all download an app that says it's going to do something, check the reviews. You know, make sure people say the shit work before you download it and think you got the new tech shit and you secret everything you should is on Front Street. Brad, what's up?
Yeah, I want to give this last shout out to my cat, one of my cats, Bill, for actually believing that this is his bed and he shares it with me. Shout out to Bill.
All right, so I'm going to slow it down before we get up out of here. You guys have a good night, good weekend. See y'all tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Y'all already know it's Pregame Radio.
You guys have a good one. Peace.
Peace.
As we proceed, I thought I told you that we won't stop, baby.
I thought I told you that we won't stop.
What's up, pretty lady? What they call you? What's your name?
DJ Quest. Strong.
Come all you want to,
right.
Front all you want to,
uh-huh.
Run up in the dealer, spend a hundred if you want to.
Take that.
We can get blunted in the 1-2. Part of me, put the V in front the 1-2. No roof through the ceiling when we jump to. Oh, I can kill up like a slump to. Beat it up like I'm punching you. Girl, I eat it up like a Lunchable. Now, is it me or is she watching me? Is she looking at the watch on me? I'm in the club on a popping spree. I brought enough bottles, I could pop a king.
Oh, I need to know, what is your name? I've been watching you. Watch me all night. The chemistry feels right. Can't get you off my mind. You need me in your life. Where do I go? What must I do? If I can't have you the way that I want, thinking of you, it feels so good. Gotta have you, I want you, I need you. Boy, I want to be with you.
Top on them so you know to see us.
Get em.
We just vamping, lamping, ghost phantom, tanning, big cannon, me, lil' mama. We, lil' ganja, make me a little calmer. Work the ass out of on the body like armor. Worth a couple M's, two bodies in the karma. Hopping out the ghost like a suicide bomber. She let us we rich. The more I smoke, girl, the smaller the dust you get.
Sequence.